Well, Austin, I guess really when we talk about the Farm Bill, everybody in agriculture is anxiously waiting. I know Chairman Conaway has said time and time again he would love to get this thing done this year, this calendar
Absolutely.
Year. I guess really that's my first question. Is that a possibility?
You know, I think that it's always been an aspiration to get it done this year. I think that the likelihood is probably that it comes the first quarter of next year. But we're ready, willing, and able to work. I mean, and if you look at the Ag Committee, you know, it has been one of the committees that's gotten the job done in Washington. And so my friend Al Lawson's here. He's a Democrat from North Florida. Rick Allen's here. He's a Republican from East Georgia, the Augusta area. I'm here. And so it is one of those committees where we're truly able to work in a bipartisan fashion. And if you look at the people that want to be on the Ag Committee, it's people who represent the best of America.
You've had a chance to talk more. This is not the first time you've talked right. with farmers. What are some of the things you're hearing more?
Well, so one of the things we're hearing a lot about now is the damage that came about because of the storms that came through. Obviously, that's fresh on everybody's mind. As farmers have diversified in the specialty crops and other areas, our pecan growers took tremendous losses this year from the storms. There was no insurance product available for them that was reasonable to help protect them from the huge losses that they took. So I think there will be a tremendous amount of focus on specialty crops and how do we get a product in place from a crop insurance standpoint that helps these good farmers make it through bad years. And when you talk about a crop like pecans, for example, you don't get to plant another crop of pecan trees. Well, you can plant them, but you can't harvest them the next year, right? It takes many years. And so farming is a long-term investment. We need to make sure that we're not guaranteeing anybody a profit because that's not good for the industry. But we need to make sure that we're giving farmers options to protect their downside risk.
I know the cotton industry is doing what they can to get back into Title I again. That's obviously
Absolutely.
A priority for you.
Absolutely. The stacks program didn't work. None of us on the committee believe it works. If you remember, the WTO ruling had just come about as we were writing the last farm bill. It was a situation where I think everybody tried to find a way to do something to, again, mitigate that downside risk for cotton. What happened in the last farm bill didn't work. And so we're going to go forward this year. We're going to try to find a way to handle that, whether it comes through cottonseed or some other type of system. We're going to be working on that. And I'm thankful, as someone who represents a lot of cotton growers, that Mike Conaway from Texas also represents a lot of cotton growers. He's the chairman of the committee, does a great job. He's a wonderful man. And agriculture will benefit from his leadership in this farm bill.
You know as good as I do that when it comes to your counterparts in Washington, D.C., we're seeing right. more and more of them further removed from agriculture. How right. tough is it to get something like this done?
Well, again, I would point out that, you know, Al Lawson, my friend from North Florida, is a Democrat. He's here. And so on the Ag Committee, we'll get it done. One of the things that's happened is reapportionment occurs. You've had more population growth in the metropolitan areas. And obviously that means less in the rural areas. And so where I represent 24 counties, there are people who represent a fraction of an individual county in other areas. And so that's going to be a challenge for rural America, not just agriculture, but everything from broadband to getting manufacturing jobs and transportation dollars and support for any of the industries that are important to rural America. But we're gonna win that fight in the end because we're right on it. And I have every confidence in that, you know, you'll have good people come together in Washington and work together to do the right thing. And if you watch historically, the Ag Committee has been able to get it done.
Final question. How important it is for an individual producer to contact their representative and let them know how they feel about all their issues?
It's important for them to contact us. It's important for them to be active in their associations because in the end, we have to work together. And so not only do we want them to contact us individually, but we want them to be active in their associations. Georgia Farm Bureau, we've got a great asset in Zippy Duval. Right now, the head of National Farm Bureau coming from Georgia. We've got a great asset with Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture. But we still need the farmers to be extremely active in their associations for their specific commodity groups and in Farm Bureau and absolutely continue to be active in FFA and 4-H. I mean, the best thing about coming to the Expo is seeing the young men, the young women out there in FFA and 4-H and knowing that the future of the country is bright.